Hello, welcome to Pet Sitter Confessional, episode 474. I'm Megan.
I'm Colin.
And we are the hosts. Thank you to our sponsor, Pet Sitters Associates, and our awesome Patreon supporters. We really appreciate you giving back to the show and finding value in it. If you would like to learn more about what a Patreon member is, you can go to petsitterconfessional.com/support.
Well, Megan mentioned that we were approaching almost 500 episodes, and with that volume of information out there, and especially topics, it can be hard and daunting to get into the show and figure out what we've talked about or what those specific episodes are. So what we've done is we've gone and collected our top episodes and grouped them into topics that we get asked a lot about or that we know will be particularly helpful. And we call these our starter packs. So if you want to go and view what we've put together already, go to petsitterconfessional.com/starter packs. That's all one word. Things that we have up there right now include information about all the episodes about hiring, business basics, marketing, all of them about self-care, and pricing. They're all individual players, and you can click right to the episode, read the show notes, and get all that information without having to search around.
One of the topics we talk a lot about here on the podcast is efficiency in your business and being productive with your time. A lot of people give tips and hacks and tricks to be more productive, to do more with the time that you have, because we can never get time back. The tricky part is that ultimately you have to know yourself and how you work, how your business operates, and be a little bit introspective in order to know what's going to work for you.
The topic of productivity is huge among individuals, especially business owners. I mean, it's really a self-help topic of how do I help me be better at something? The bookshelves at your local bookstore are laden with this. There are so many blogs. There are so many podcasts dedicated. There are so many coaches dedicated to just this topic of being more productive. And there's a lot of information out there. And really what that speaks to is the fact that nobody is quite satisfied with the information that's there. And so we have to ask ourselves, is that a problem with the information or with the person receiving the information? Because there are a lot of misconceptions around productivity in that, oh, if I just do this one fast, quick, amazing thing, I'm going to boost my productivity by 10x. If I, you know, wake up at 4 a.m. and go run for 20 miles, I'm going to have the energy to get everything done on my to-do list and have a completely empty email inbox by the end of the day. And what this is it's a really big misconception about quick fixes in our life, and that this continual seeking and pursuit of the one thing or the next best thing or that one other tip or hack is going to get me over the boundaries and the barriers that I keep finding myself in.
We really do need to understand ourselves first and foremost before we can implement any of the productivity hacks. It's the importance of understanding our own work style. When thinking about how we work, we need to recognize that there may be popular productivity technique like the Pomodoro technique, but we need to make sure that it actually aligns with how we work best, because there's often this lack of introspection that we are not understanding ourselves better to know how we can best serve ourselves and our business.
Yeah, when it comes to the problems of actually implementing these productivity methods or hacks or systems or tools, we don't know ourselves enough. We don't know our brain chemistry. We don't know what time of day we are going to be most active. Are we a morning person, afternoon? Are we an evening person? If we don't know those simple fundamental things, if we don't know how we like to organize things, is it by tags? Is it by context? Is it by place? Is it by files? It's really going, what do I need? And instead of us trying to force a system into our life and going, well, I guess I just have to do this thing because that's what people do. That's how I see all these people who are productive and quote unquote successful. So I guess I need to follow their lead. Instead of just trying to do what they do, we have to go, how do I actually work? And what systems, methods, or what conglomeration of that? Because if we're being perfectly honest, there's no one size fits all. So we've got to put 3 or 4, 10 different systems together to make our own way of operating so that we can actually be productive in the way we need to be.
Because if we aren't introspective, then it really can come down to this overconfidence in our productivity methods. If we don't have that proper reflection or consideration of the effectiveness of a particular technique on our lives and how we work, it can really lead to inefficient work habits and ultimately not being productive. And, oh, this hack didn't work for me, but this guru or this expert said it was going to, but it didn't. Well, that could be because you didn't take the time to know yourself best and think about, well, is this technique going to work for me? It may work for this person, but is it going to work for me?
Well, and sometimes that hubris can just come from the fact that we don't think we need systems or we don't think we need tools. And so we go, well, I'm quote unquote productive without using my calendar, so I don't need to use my calendar. So I'm going to go ahead and go out and do off all these other things. But what happens then is that life gets more complex. We run into more problems. I don't know if you noticed, we're all kind of running businesses, right, that get kind of out of hand and crazy. And we continue to convince ourselves that we don't need the help. We don't need the system. We don't need the tools. We don't need the tips. We don't need the insights. And so we continue to trudge on, meaning that all of this information that we're learning, all those books on the shelves just go to waste because we don't think they're for us. We don't think we need them personally. And it does lead to those inefficient work habits because then we just try and brute force our way through a problem and ignore tools and things that could actually be helpful for us.
Or then we run into problems of like, oh, I forgot the keys, or I accidentally deleted the visit, or something really kind of catastrophic happens in our business. And we go, oh man, what could I have done to make that better? What systems, what processes do I need to do in order for that thing to never happen again? Because one of the biggest myths is that there is a universal productivity solution or system that is going to work for everyone. That if I just do these 10 hacks that everybody talks about, that my business is going to be amazing and I'll never have to change anything again as long as I implement these things. A productivity system is and should be highly individualistic. And that advice, like time blocking or taking breaks, may not be beneficial for everyone.
Yeah, because if you are the kind of person who taking breaks actually is detrimental to you because you are like to push through and just get something done. If that's how you're wired, right?
Raise your hand because that's me.
Somebody coming along and saying, no, you need to take a 20-minute break. Go take a break. That will be the most infuriating thing in your life. And you will actually be more distracted than if you would have just sat down and worked the way you work. And what's also important here is it's not just that you are unique in how you need to be productive, but your work is also unique in what you're actually trying to accomplish. And that is an aspect that so many productivity gurus and hacks and coaches and tips and whatever they completely miss is, does this technique work with the way this person is wired and the work that person is trying to get done? Now, only you know your work. And so just taking something whole cloth and not trying to adapt it to you or your work that you're trying to get done is going to lead to you not actually staying on with that and pursuing and pushing through and persevering when that gets hard. Individualizing the work and individualizing the tools and practices will help you stick to it and actually be more productive in the end.
We've used that word several times, hacks. Usually that indicates a shortcut or a simple trick, something that is going to work really fast and work really well. But that's not always the case here with productivity, because while we have to be introspective and we have to kind of cherry pick what's going to work for us, we have to make holistic changes rather than relying on these quick fixes. Because just as there's no way to get rich quick overnight, except if it's a scam and then it doesn't really work, there really is no way to hack your way to the top in anything, but especially in productivity. If you don't already have this on your list, add getting insurance to it. As pet care professionals, your clients trust you to care for their furry family members, and that's why Pet Sitters Associates is here to help. For over 20 years, they've provided thousands of members with quality pet care insurance. Because you work in the pet care industry, you can take your career to the next level with flexible coverage options, client connections, and complete freedom in running your business. Learn why Pet Sitters Associates is the perfect fit for you and get a free quote at PetSitLLC.com. You can get a discount when you join by clicking Membership Pet Sitter Confessional and use the discount code CONFESSIONAL when you go to checkout. Check out the benefits of membership and insurance once again at PetSitLLC.com.
Because hacks don't actually make you better at things. I mean, just imagine if you were trying to make it to your very first visit on time. Well, a hack of productivity could be, well, just drive faster to the first visit from your house, right? Well, that's actually not a sustainable thing. Just always drive faster. It's a great hack, isn't it? Right? You'll always, quote unquote, be on time or early. But is it actually getting at the core of what the problem is? Holistically, have you prepared for the day? Holistically, do you have everything in line? Have you prepped your food? Have you done your stretching? Have you warmed up? Have you looked at the route? Have you checked the traffic? Have you looked at every problem that could come up and then budgeted that time in? Instead of just telling somebody, well, the way you can avoid being late is just drive 80 miles an hour everywhere you go. That is A, not sustainable, B, safe or respectful to other people, or C, actually getting at the problem. And so what hacks do is they actually are band-aids. They're cheap plaster over a cracking facade of things that are crumbling beneath it. And they try and put a hack on hack on hack on hack. And what it's actually doing is just making it going to be more of an amazing implosion whenever the thing goes off. Instead of peeling it all back, stripping it all down, getting okay with getting dirty and in the muck and then working hard to rebuild that, to actually make it a strong foundation, make it actually something that will last.
Well, and I guess we need to make a distinction here between being efficient and being productive and hacking, because you do want to be efficient with things in your business. We all have very limited time and we need to do the best with what limited time we do have.
Absolutely. The problem comes in is when we place an overdue amount of weight or emphasis on a simple hack or tip or trick and think, that's what's going to get me over the hump here. That's what's actually going to save my time. That's what's actually going to make me get my taxes done on time. Because an honest answer is, no, it's not. It's way more complicated than that. The reason we don't stick to, or the reason we don't be as productive or we're not as productive in our life is we tend to rely on little things to help push us over the edge. When we actually need to take that huge step back, ask deep questions about ourselves of going, what do I personally struggle with the work that I'm working on? And why is that a struggle for me? Then we have to build from there.
It's really so easy to suggest productivity methods, but it's much harder in implementing them in a way that fits your lifestyle and your work pattern. That is hard to actually do the work. As we've talked about on recent episodes, you can learn all day. It's super easy. Just intake information. But then when you go and sit down and you try to implement it, ooh, that's when the rubber meets the road. That's when it is hard.
That's a huge challenge to actually implementing productivity methods or these productivity tips, because when we actually have to go do it, well, then yeah, that's whenever we struggle to actually personalize it to ourselves. And a major challenge of implementing this, again, when we think about this from a holistic perspective, is actually the role of physical and mental health in this. We're talking things about sleep, exercise, nutrition, and then the mental health of stress management, dealing with that anxiety or depression and getting help with those things. These profoundly impact your productivity. I mean, just think about all of the studies that have come out about looking at nutrition and sleep in students that are in school. Those who are not getting the nutrition that they need or are not sleeping well struggle to pay attention and stay awake in school, which impacts their learning ability to stay focused and actually get the work done that they need. So instead of, again, trying to just say, well, you just need to do a Pomodoro technique and you'll be fine. Well, are you getting enough sleep? Is that a reason why it's hard for you to focus? Are you getting the good workouts in, and are you eating the right things that are going to allow your brain to be fueled through those tough times? It's about incorporating these wellness as a foundational element of productivity, again, as we look at this more holistic view.
A popular hack is to turn on Do Not Disturb on your phone. And that is very easy to do. You just click a button and your world is safe from any type of technology and digital distraction. But it really does come down to, is that going to work for you? If you have employees in the field, well, maybe Do Not Disturb is not really an option for you, because you may need to work on something important, but they may need to reach you about a question or a problem that they're having. So again, it's individualizing the situation.
Again, that problem of, I've got too many notifications, so I need to get a technology to help me with my notifications, so I'm going to put on Do Not Disturb to handle these distractions. But does that actually fit your work? Does it fit what you need? Does it fit where you are in your business? What's actually workable for you?
It's important to think about your surroundings that could potentially be a barrier to your productivity. Maybe your family. You've got a lot of family responsibilities right now. The social and environmental factors are huge. What are your social expectations? Are you involved in too many activities or have signed up for too many events? Those types of things influence your productivity.
Let's say you want to start doing morning and evening daily reviews about the tasks that you have completed, that you need to complete, or that you still are waiting on feedback from. Well, this is a great technique to make sure that you are staying on top of these little tasks that come up throughout the day so they don't get lost. However, let's say that you are also highly involved with a family member who has soccer practice in the evenings or hockey practice or whatever that is, or curling, and you need to be there for that. Well, that's going to cut into your time and it's actually going to prevent you from doing that evening review. So then you stop doing the evening review. So then you stop catching the things that you didn't get to throughout the day. So then those fall off of your plate and those don't get done. Now you have to go, okay, how important is my review? How important is curling practice for my family member? That is where we have to start aligning these of going, just Megan said earlier, of going, people shout off, oh, well, you just need to do this or you just need to do that. But you also have to balance how that fits in your life outside of your work, your social environment, and making sure that those are overlapping and that you have those prioritized correctly. Because at the end of the day, curling practice is probably way more important than an evening review. So I need to do something with this evening review, move it earlier, move it later, while still giving myself plenty of time so I'm not cutting into my sleep so that I'm get up so that I can get what I need so that I can be focused tomorrow morning. It is an incredible balancing act that we have to do as we work through these things. And this is where the idea of a hack or a tip or whatever, it's just not enough. You have to look at it from a holistic perspective.
Something to keep you motivated is to set those long-term goals, the ones that are realistic, that have time limits, that you know exactly what's going on day in and day out, that you can clearly see the objectives that you're going for. When you regularly review your progress, you can adjust your strategies according to how much time you've devoted and what has fallen off your plate, what you need to put back on. It can help align those daily tasks with the broader objectives that you have.
And keep you motivated to keep chunking away at them. Again, having that long-term perspective of there's no way I'm going to get there immediately. Or there's no way I'm going to get there overnight. Acknowledging that from the get-go is a great way to help you go, okay, if I understand that getting into this, I know I can work through this no matter what comes up.
And knowing that there will likely be setbacks and even potentially failures in something you're implementing in your business. And that is okay. It is okay for something to not work out. It is okay for you to put on Do Not Disturb and then an employee has something and you missed it and you're like, oh man, that's not going to work for me. I need to adjust and adapt what methods work best for me. We want to encourage that mindset of experimenting and learning in our business. And yes, acknowledging the setbacks that they are going to happen. We are entrepreneurs after all, but to learn from them and to have them motivate you to keep you going.
Because we can become discouraged when we buy the latest book, when we enroll in that latest course, when we listen to that best podcast on productivity, we try that method, we try our darndest, and it doesn't work out and we fail. Well, instead of going, well, that tip didn't work, I need to go find the next tip, I need to go buy that next book, I need to go do that next thing. Instead of doing that, we need to hold that tip in our hand and look at what was suggested to us and go, how can I make this work better for me? And understand why did it fail, or understand what we could do to make it better, and actually work with that. And that process of experimenting and progressing through everything is going to allow you to better understand yourself more and what help you're actually needing and is going to work best for you.
Because in the end, we need to understand our personal priorities and our work style. That's really, again, what this all comes down to. That it's easy for people to say, you need to do this and you need to do this and put these demands on you and your time. But until you are introspective, until you ask yourself the hard question of how do I work best? What do I need? Do I need note cards? Do I need my phone out in front of me? Do I need to go take a walk in the woods and that is where I am most productive? Do I need to go to a yoga class? Do I need to go wakeboarding. Knowing what your priorities are, your work style, and the realistic demands of your life and things that you have already committed to in your business and in your personal life, that is crucial for finding your genuine productivity improvements. If you have advice for other pet sitters and dog walkers in this area and would like to share it with others, you can email us at feedback@petsitterconfessional.com, or you can call us at 636-364-8260. Thank you to our sponsor, Pet Sitters Associates, and our awesome Patreon members for supporting today's show. Thank you for taking your time and listening to this. We are so appreciative of you. We hope you will join us next time.
Bye. I'm sorry.